Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And what are we counting on to get the job done? Our wisdom, our ability, or what? The power of God. Let's say you're talking to somebody about the Lord, and they don't seem to be getting it. If you don't watch yourself, you could get frustrated, and you keep trying to see how I can do it, and if I can think up the right words, and in so doing, you could become pushy. Because maybe your heart's right, you're trying to make them see it, but you're relying on your ability to make them see it, and that's why it'll go from bad to worse. You obey Him. Say what's on your heart. Do what's on your heart. And then step back out of His way and believe that the power of God shows them what you could never show them and does in them what you could never do. What are we counting on for results? What we can do or what He can do? Now that sounds simple. It don't take long to say it. But I'm telling you, every day we should be learning more about it and growing in it. Going over to the 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. But what? But the manifestation, the showing, the revealing, we saw the word demonstrate, of the Spirit is given to the select few, to the holy, holy ones, to those who after 50, 60, 70 years have learned, to the ones who don't even have to work a job and just pray in tongues all day and all night. Only those that have fasted over 40 days at one time. Now, do you know why I'm saying all this? Because there's millions of people who'd never expect a real manifestation. Now, they believe the Holy Spirit's with them. But we're talking about a showing of His power. A demonstration, a manifestation in their life. They're content to go day after day and week after week just plodding along in what they can think and do. And they believe some other people maybe that's holy enough and got enough faith, yeah, they could have some power manifestations. But you know, I'm just a regular Joe. What does this Bible say right here? What does it say? Come on, we shouted about this last time I was with you. You remember that? Oh, that's a little weak. Now, we got excited. Don't you remember? We got excited. Woo, yeah. Maybe this will help you. Hold your place there. Go back to Acts 2. Acts 2. We already talked about 1:8. You'll receive power. I like you saying that. Power. People have made all kinds of stuff out of that verse, but what will you receive?
Power.
Power. Man, there ought to be power in your words. There ought to be power in your presence. There ought to be power when you pray. Power when you just talk softly to people. Power. Power. Something that's beyond you. More than you. Right? Yes. What is it? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the moving of the Spirit in and on your life. And who's it available for?
Every man.
Every person. Every born again child of God. Of course, people that's not could get born again. Then it's available to them. So it's available to everybody. Every man. Now, you know when they got filled with the Spirit in Acts 2. We talked about this, shouted about this last time. And all these people heard them speaking in these other tongues. And some of them mocked and said, they're full of new wine. And Peter got up, you know, and began to talk to him and said in verse 16, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And he quotes and says, it'll come to pass in the last days. Now, do you understand? He was calling that day the last days. Someone says, well, he made a mistake. No, he didn't. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So it's only been a couple of days. And he didn't say the last day. He said the last days. But if he was in the last days, me and you sure enough in the last days, right? We know this. It's later than it's ever been. We're closer to it than anybody else has ever been. Thank you, Lord. We're privileged to live in this generation and in this time. We are favored of God. Let's see to it that we do the best job with this opportunity that anybody would have done. And that God's selecting us to live in this, this powerful, special hour and time would be confirmed that He picked the right ones. Let's see to it. He said, in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my Spirit. Here's this word again. What? Upon all what? All. Oh. Who gets to get poured out upon? The other verse said, every man. What does this say?
All.
Come on, reach out your hand and arm. What's that?
Flesh.
You got flesh?
Yeah.
Then it's you.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
You for what? For the Spirit of God to come upon you, be poured out upon you, move on you, in you, through you, around you.
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Us.
Yes.
Now. And that's why it's worded like this. And he goes on to say, verse 18, and on my servants.
Uh-huh.
Now see, if he had just stopped right there, they were used to hearing that kind of language if he's talking about his prophets.
Yeah.
My servant, the prophet, this one or that one. But he purposely went on to make sure everybody understood. And on what? My handmaidens. What's he saying? Previously he had said, your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Young men, old men are going to have the moving of the Spirit. What's he saying? All flesh, everybody. Everybody. Manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Everybody, everybody. Say it out loud, I have. The moving of the Spirit.
I have.
The manifestation of the Spirit. I have power in my life, on my life. I have the moving of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think that way. Talk that way. Make yourself available to Him every morning when your eyes open and you say, oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Move on me today. Empower me today. Let the power come on me today.
Amen.
And basically, it's going to be to help somebody. Not just so you can sit in the chair by yourself and go, woo, woo, woo. And so you can look at people and go, whoo, did you feel that? Woo. Let's go back to Acts 1:8 and quote the rest of the verse. You know it. You don't have to turn there necessarily. You shall receive power. Power.
Power
after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll sit in a chair and go, woo! Why? And you shall once in a while put on your witnessing shoes and your witnessing clothes and your witnessing brochures and go a witnessing. No. You shall what? You will be. That's not something you do, that's something you are. 24/7, everywhere you go, everything you do, you are a witness of the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, the soon return of the coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a living witness, and you ain't just talk. There's power. There's power in your face. There's power in your words. There's power in your life. And when people see you, it's an in their face, love and faith reality. That God is real. And God has chosen the weak and the foolish. Why? What does that mean? People look at you and go, it's got to be God. Right? I mean, ain't no way they could have figured that out. All right, that was my review. Go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Well, you didn't seem excited about where we left off. So I had to remind you that we were excited about this. Right? Are we or are we not excited about the manifestation of the Spirit on every man, every woman, right? All flesh. You remember now, we shouted half the night about all flesh, on all flesh. And that's me. Now let's talk some about this. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. What do you do? That's a lot different from complaining. Rejoice ever. Now evermore, that's beyond this life. How many think there's rejoicing going on in heaven? Oh. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Now that doesn't mean that every breath you pray. You're not doing that. You're not going to do that. How about when you're sleeping? You might be making some sound, but would you call that prayer? It's a lifestyle. In other words, it's never quit praying. All day and all night, things will come up. And you shouldn't think, I have to be at home kneeling by the bedside and do this for at least an hour for it to be any good. No, you can be right in the middle of something. And under your breath, say, Lord, I ask you for help on this right now. In the name of Jesus, show me what to do. And that kind of thing should be interspersed throughout all your life. So you pray without stopping, basically. You don't. Somebody asked Brother Smith Wigglesworth one time how long he prayed. And he said, well, hardly, you know, more than an hour. They thought, really? Great man of God like you? Hardly pray over an hour? He said, yeah. He said, but you know, I hardly go an hour without praying. What's he saying? Not here. But you don't have to be in church. You don't have to be at your bedside before you go to sleep. It's a way of life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God.
It's me.